This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. A college scholarship and advising charity centered on low-income, high-potential Milwaukee students is expanding this year. All in Milwaukee provides for its students what many wealthy and middle-class college-goers take for granted, things like financial support, help navigating unfamiliar systems, and connections to secure job placement after graduation. The program's goal is to chip away at some of the grim higher education statistics that plague Milwaukee. Just 14% of high school grads in the city earn a 2- or 4-year degree. All in Milwaukee's first class of 40 scholarship recipients are finishing up freshman year at partner schools like UW-Madison, UW-Milwaukee, and Marquette. With the help of a $1 million gift, the program has expanded to 65 incoming freshmen this fall. WUWM education reporter Emily Files spoke with three All in Milwaukee scholarship recipients about their college experiences so far. They are Fatima Navarro, Mai Sheng Thor, and Tanya Hernandez-Galvin. All three are freshmen at Alverno College.
This is Tanya, and I went to St. Thomas More High School in St. Francis. My feelings when about college during high school was that I had to go, because I'd be the first one to go for my family. And ever since I was younger, my parents kept pushing me that you have to go to college. They're like, we don't want you to struggle like how we struggle. So I guess that was, I kept having that in my mind because I was seeing my dad working these very long shifts with little pay just to support me and my two sisters and my mom. So I knew I had to go. I just had trouble finding for what. Like, what was my own purpose, not just for my family, but I found it.
What about you, Mai Sheng? What were your feelings about college when you were in high school?
I think for me, I knew I needed to go to college. I am also a first-generation student, but my sister went before I did, so I kind of look up to her, but yeah.
And what high school did you go to?
I went to Rufus King High School.
I'm Fatima, and I went to St. Thomas More High School. Thinking about college in high school, it kind of was that this, I have to go to college because I grew up with my dad and he would always tell me he didn't want me to struggle like how he struggled. So that was what motivated me to want to go to college, because then later on when I'm successful, I can repay my dad like all the sacrifice that he made for me. But it was kind of hard because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know where I wanted to go. There were so many options. And I really didn't have anyone that I can go to and be like, what's, like, my best fit? Because I didn't know how to reach out and go to, like, I didn't know about college visits. I didn't know about a lot of things. So that was probably the hardest thing when I thought about college. But I did know that I wanted to go.
So then how did you guys get connected to All in Milwaukee? And what attracted you to the program?
I got attracted, well, I got in contact with All in through College Possible. I remember I was looking up like stuff for different scholarships, different programs that different universities offered. And my College Possible coach told me that there's like an external program, and it was like a scholarship, but as well it was support. And it was mostly for the support for me, because I knew that I didn't have anyone else. Like, so I wanted something where I knew I could like reach out and be like, I need this, like I don't know what's going on. So that's why I was drawn to All in Milwaukee.
So you were kind of intimidated by having to navigate like the college system by yourself without someone to like answer questions for you and that kind of thing.
Yeah, because I wouldn't be able to go home when I didn't know something and ask my parents. I didn't know how advising was going to work. I didn't know anything. So it was just like this sense of uncertainty.
So Mai Sheng, how did you get connected to All in Milwaukee, and what attracted you to the program?
The Boys and Girls Club, they introduced me to the All in Milwaukee. And initially, the money did draw me in, just because it would help me a lot financially in college. And I saw that they would be a big support for me in college, during college, just because they would have more knowledge than my aunt and uncle, who I currently live with.
So what drew me into the All in Scholarship was actually through my College Possible coach, which is the same as Fatima's, but mostly Fatima encouraged me to do it. She was always on me at completing the scholarship. As Mai Sheng and Fatima also discussed, the money part did attract me because I know my parents would always say, oh, even if you don't get scholarships, we're going to help you. But I just knew that I didn't make enough and they didn't make enough. And I just did not want to take loans because I would get stressed. So, yeah, the money part really did attract me because I wanted to study without worrying about I have to do my payments and this and that.
Do any, like, specific issues stand out to you guys? Maybe problems or confusing things that have been going on in your first year at college that you have relied on Tiffany, the program director of All in Milwaukee, or your, I think you're also assigned mentors, is that right? Yeah. Any examples of ways that they've helped you with the supports?
This is Fatima, and an example I can think of is I remember when I first started my first meeting with Tiffany, I was really scared because I didn't feel like I belonged. I felt really, it was just a different switch from high school to college, and I didn't have all my friends with me. I didn't have anything. I felt like it was just me and my backpack. And I always think about this meme that says, when you go to college, it's always you, your backpack, and your water bottle. Mm-hmm. And that's how I felt. That's how I felt the first week. But I remember I would text Tiffany like almost every night, and when we would meet, she would help me. She would ask like different questions to like be able to understand how I was feeling, and then she was able to provide feedback that made me feel more like I belonged here, and she helped me get involved more as well.
Could you talk more about why you felt like you didn't belong?
I think it was because I was nervous and I was scared to make connections. I was scared to like reach out to my teachers, because here we don't talk to teachers like by their last name. We talk to them by their first name, so that intimidated me a little in the beginning. So I really wasn't reaching out. I wasn't emailing. I wasn't asking questions. I kind of just stayed in my own little bubble.
Oh, this is Mai Sheng. Similar to Fatima, before starting college, I knew that I was going to stay in dorms, and I just had like mixed emotions, you know, because I'm going to be away from my family, and then I'm also going to live with strangers. I didn't know who my roommate was going to be. The All in Milwaukee program, they've just been there, just, you know, kind of letting us know that even though that we are first-generation students, that we aren't any different from those who have been going to college for all the years.
Do you have any specific examples you want to talk about?
Yes, this is Tanya, and I have two experiences that I'd like to share. My first one is me being vulnerable to Tiffany. And one time we were in the Alverno cafeteria, the Commons, the Verna Commons, and it was, I think, middle to late first semester, and Tiffany and I were talking, just catching up, and I broke down. I started crying in the comments because I felt like I just didn't have a balance anymore of my life, or college life, and Tiffany just made me realize and recognize that I'm trying my best, and that perhaps I have to take a step back and cut my hours down at work, or, you know, look at the bigger picture and see what I can modify in order to relieve myself from that stress or any unnecessary stress. So I think that's an experience that's stuck with me.
So the story you were telling about talking with Tiffany, you're talking about Tiffany Tardy, the program director for All in Milwaukee, who works with the students in this program. So tell me a little bit more about why you were finding it hard to balance things in your first semester of college.
So I never really had a job in high school, so my first time having to balance school life and work life and family life was my first semester of college, and I just was not used to it. Even though I was working 28 hours, which might be a little or like just not a lot to some students, it was for me. I wasn't seeing my like family a lot anymore. I was stuck in my room for hours. Like, as soon as I'd get home, eat, do homework, go to sleep, take a shower, you know? So I wouldn't see them anymore. And I just started feeling really bad that I took my free time for granted. And I just feel like I wasn't being my best self or not being the best daughter, the best sister. I was being a very good student, but I feel like this isn't what college life is supposed to be. I think I'm supposed to be like balanced. And that's always like, I'm always a perfectionist, I think I'd like to say. and I just want things to get done right away, or I want to like please everyone, and I feel like I just wasn't doing that.
So how are you feeling about that now?
As of now, I think I have found a balance in my life. I give myself breaks, or I like if I have a very important assignment due, I don't do it all in one day and burn myself out. I like take breaks and make a little schedule for myself to make sure that my mental health is also coming first.
So we talked about this before we started recording. There are some pretty grim statistics out there when it comes to college completion for low-income students of color. In Milwaukee, just 10% of African-American and 13% of Latino high school grads earn a 2 or 4 year degree. So you guys, from your own experience and from maybe hearing from friends from high school, friends in college, why do you think the college completion rates are so low for low income and first generation students in Milwaukee and students of color?
This is Fatima, and I think graduation rates are so low for minority groups, and because of the fact that we kind of get discouraged at times. I haven't experienced it here, but I've seen things on the news, on social media, where people of color go through horrible things. They get remarks, they get made feel like they're less, and that kind of is just discouraging, because if there's no one that supports them and that can like help reinforce that these things aren't true, you just don't want to do it.
What do you guys think about those low college completion rates and what some reasons behind that might be?
This is my sharing. I think that part of the reasons that the graduation rate is low is because they're not aware of the support that they can get. If it wasn't for the Boys and Girls Club, I wouldn't have known about the All in Milwaukee program. Maybe there's not enough awareness about the support they can get outside of school. And also, I think that a lot of students have to have jobs to support their family. So, you know, school isn't their first priority.
So this is Tanya. In high school, I wasn't made aware of those statistics until a presentation I had from All in Milwaukee. And then I saw it after graduation. A lot of my friends didn't go to college either. A lot of them. And that's when I was like, oh, this is very real. And I feel like a lot of them do want to, but they get discouraged because they hear certain things, or they just feel like no one believes in them, or they're not worth anyone's time. So it's very sad. But
yeah. Tanya, I think it was you who mentioned you were thinking about the financial burden of college and you wanted to make sure that you weren't going to have a lot of loans after graduating. That's something that I hear from a lot of high schoolers and college students, that they're really aware of the potential, you know, situation that they could get into with college loans, and they're afraid of that. Is that something that you've heard from your friends from high school or even in college now?
Yes, it's always a financial burden. Either they don't know how they would handle loans, or if they even want to worry about them later, or they think that paying off the loans isn't even worth their education. It's not worth my time. Like, what if I stop studying and I still have to pay it back? I feel like it's always the money. The money has to be part of the problem. Yeah, it's very sad because I feel like there are kids or like people who do want to study and they're passionate about it, but they just can't afford it, or they're not made aware of the resources that are there. Higher education has to step up, and you know, it's not only external scholarships that should be providing support. I feel like the high schools and colleges should be educating their students about the opportunities that they have, because there are a lot. It's just they're very hidden.
Yeah, to get the word out there more mm-hmm. about all of the financial aid and scholarships that mm-hmm. exist. It does seem like at Alverno, there's a different kind of student population here than if you were to go to one of the other schools that All in Milwaukee is partners with, like UW-Madison, Marquette, even UW-Milwaukee. Has that been something that you've talked to the other students about? Do you feel like it's maybe a more comfortable climate here than it would be at another school?
I think we're more comfortable at Alverno because of the size. I feel like it's one of the smaller schools that All-In works with. I feel comfortable in all honesty because of the size. It reminds me a little more of like a high school classroom. I get more one-on-one, and I have my friends that are also part of this program, but they go to much bigger schools and they don't get that. And I feel like if I were in a bigger classroom setting, like let's say Madison with like 400 people in a class, I would not be able to raise my hand and ask the professor. I'd probably be scared. Everybody's gonna look at me like, what if they think my question is like dumb or something?
I also agree there is an advantage to like attending college, a smaller college. I think it's just easier to just be friends with another person just because like we all come from the same background. We're both, you know, we're all girls. We're also, majority of us are first generation students. I think that's an advantage to like a smaller populated college.
Averno is a Hispanic-serving institution, and as a first-generation Latina woman, it's very important to me. I feel very comfortable here. Since the first time I came for a preview day, I was very comfortable here. Everyone's super welcoming.
What advice would you guys give the adults who want to address issues of, you know, low college completion rates for young people in Milwaukee? What do you think they might be missing?
This is Fatima, and I think my advice would be to take the risk, because all these people have these ideas on how to help make the situation with low graduation rates, low rates of entering higher education, low rates of graduating once you go to college. And they have these ideas, but they won't act on it, and it's only like small organizations and like people. Like All In, like they were the one of many, many that probably already had this idea of coming up with something to help minority groups. I think it's just taking the risk. I would definitely say just take the risk, because there definitely is people out there. I don't know if I would be here if it wasn't for All In. So I would say take the risk, because there's a lot of people that just need one little push to do so many different things.
And this is my Shang. I would just have to carry off of Fatima. To just trust the students. I know that sometimes it may seem like, oh, they don't know what they're doing, they're too young, but I think that if you trust them and then also like give them support and show them what is out there, they can do what they're given.
That was Maya Shang Thor, Fatima Navarro, and Tanya Hernandez Galvin, all students at Averno College aspiring to careers in the medical field. They spoke with WUWM's Emily Files about how All In Milwaukee, a college completion charity, has contributed to their experiences so far.